sorry, Clive69. I had a horrible time trying to get away from my BF. He's been needy today.
I've had plenty of time. Nobody's really been coming in today.
Isn't that bad?
We'll make it up on the weekend. You ready to get started, hon?
Yeah, I've been ready all week.
All right. So, what is your favorite part of my body?
Your big, long tongue.
Nice choice, dear.
Yeah.
And where am I allowed to stick my big, long tongue?
Anywhere you want.
In your pussy?
Yeah.
In your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Between your tits?
Oh, yes, please.
In your ass?
Why?
You said anywhere.
But I just assumed. Wait, do people actually do that?
Oh, honey, you haven't lived until you have me worming my way into your tight little rear.
Oh, look at that. My house is on fire. Call you back later.
She'll come around. Duncan.
Clive, I'm a horrible, terrible person. I don't deserve to be the most popular fat in this brothel.
Duncan? The fuck?
He was so young. His whole life was ahead of him. God. God, do that big cheese in the sky.
Duncan, let me go. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll never get him back. I'm a criminal.
What?
Go ahead and lock me up. I'll never eat another donut as long as I live.
Duncan, what did you do?
No donut is worth the life of one wonderful mouse named...
Melvin?
How did you know?
Duncan, you ate Melvin.
You don't understand. Melvin was a donut. His sweet little body was covered in Bavarian cream and covered in chocolate sprinkles. It was too much. I couldn't resist it. And now he's gone.
Duncan, you got to chuck him out right now.
I can't. I tried. I'm too good at deep throating to do that sort of thing.
Try it.
Bleh. Bleh. Yeah. See? Nothing. He's gone forever.
Not if I can help it. Open wide.
What? Huh?
Don't worry, Melvin. I'll get you out of there. This is disgusting. How many donuts did you eat? All I feel is mush down there. Wait, I think I got him. Or part of him, anyways. Yeah, I got him. Melvin? Melvin, you alive?
He's gone. He finally bit the big one. Oh, no, wait. That was me. I'm an utter failure.
That was wonderful.
And now I'm hearing his haunting ghostly voice in my head. I deserve to be haunted by him. Why?
Duncan, he's alive.
I'll never see his cute little face ever again. What? Really?
I'm alive, Duncan.
How?
How much do I owe you?
Owe me? What? Melvin! Stop coming in here. You have your whole life ahead of you. Stop trying to crawl inside my body. I'm giving mice up. I'm going to be a mouse-free otter from this point on.
Okay, that's fine.
And don't you dare try to convince me otherwise.
I won't.
No matter how much you beg and plead, I'll never let you get inside me again.
All right.
You have so much to live for.
I know.
Don't you have anything to say, Melvin? Anything at all?
I love you.
Really?
I'll leave you alone if you want, but I'll always love you. Every part of you.
Well, I mean, you could come by every now and then, I guess. I don't know.
Duncan.
What? I mean, he loves me, Clive.
I do. But I'll stop coming back if you really don't want to see me again.
Well, don't say it like that. You can come by anytime, Melvin. Jeez, I didn't know that you loved me. Jeez.
Thank you.
Anytime, Melvin. Anytime. Oh, sweet Melvin. What a swell little guy.
Melvin.
Can I have an appointment for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Thank you.